This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to The Scorecard.
Many doubted we'd ever see it.
Where we focus on Chicagoland and national golf news.
And here it is. The return to glory.
Can't help but think of the long one he made in San Diego to pick up his first PGA Tour win in style. Here it comes. Here it
watch out!
Comes!
And there's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
With your hosts, Score golf expert and editor of Chicago District Golfer Magazine, Barry Cronin.
Well, here it comes.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mike Esposito.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
Johnny, that's better than most.
How about in?
That is better than most.
Presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
And good Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome into another edition of The Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Alongside Barry Cronin, I am Mike Esposito. Barry, of course, the editor of the Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry, it's not like we have anything exciting going on in golf recently, or coming up for that matter, as we look ahead to the Ryder Cup, but hey, how about that finish in the BMW last week?
Well, you know, normally, Mike, by the time we get to Saturday, I almost forget about what happened the Sunday before at the tournament. You know what I mean? Because it seems like, you know, it seems like, wow, that happened a long time ago, you know, because we're on to this week's event and looking forward to other events. But man, I think I told you off the air, I was out at a block party, you know, because I just, you know, I'm recording it, of course. I'm out at the block party, and I've got neighbors who are like, they hardly play golf, you know, they don't know anything about it. And they're coming up to me saying, oh my God, did you see this playoff? You can't imagine what's going on right now. And then this guy hit it inside of this guy, and oh my, it's six holes. And I mean, people were going crazy. And so, obviously, I went back and looked at it, and knowing that Cantlay won.
Sure.
But it was amazing. It's one of those. It's one of those. You ever watch? If you go back and watch a football game on that you've recorded, and you go, "Wait a minute, there was only 1 minute left in that game. How did that team get two touchdowns and win in that period of time? Because you know that the other team won." It was the same thing with this. DeChambeau have missed one putt or the other, you know, et cetera. So it was cool.
And it's funny because we were at, and me and my 9-year-old, we were at a 9-year-old fourth grade fantasy football draft at our friend's house. But in the background, the adults, you know, the dads, we were watching.
A lot of cash there, Mike. Was there a lot of cash?
There was a lot of
around. Wow.
There was a lot of pizza there, and the kids were having fun. And the dads, as I was just about to tell, the dads adjourned to the big screen to watch the playoff because that was the timing when we were there, and we were laughing, and I was laughing, and I blame us because last week on the scorecard, we congratulated Mr. DeChambeau on his wonderful putting leading to his 60 that he shot in one of the early rounds there. And I feel like we jinxed him because he missed several of those putts that could have won things for him at the end there in the playoff.
Well, and it is interesting that Azinger was pointing out that DeChambeau on Friday, He was going for 59. He had a 6-footer for birdie, which would have had him shoot 59, 12 under par 59, and he missed it to the left. And Azinger pointed out that in the playoff, and even during the regulation period when he could have One, he was pulling his putts, hitting all of his putts to the left, until he missed one to the right, of course, and which contradicted everything Azinger said. And, you know, broadcasters, we get contradicted every time we open our mouths, kind
sure.
of. But, yeah, I mean, but and it was a constant, but it was pretty much a theme that he was missing those putts to the left, and that Azinger pointed out. And but it was a remarkable tournament, just remarkable. And to me, Mike, what it showed was the difference in styles between them. I mean, DeChambeau was fantastic. I mean, he just blasted the ball. Not only did he blast it 360 off the tee, and they wasn't getting a lot of roll. I mean, that was a very soggy, wet golf course. And
right.
He wasn't getting a lot of roll. He was pounding it 30 yards past Cantlay every time. And Cantlay didn't even care. Cantlay wasn't even looking at him. I mean, it was like, okay, you hit it 360. I'm going to hit it 310. And we're going to go from there. And that's what happened. It was just great.
No, it was absolutely great. And it's funny because, and we will on this show talk to a long drive competitor, Steve Coyce from the Chicago area. There's a long drive competition coming up at Cog Hill. But we all know Bryson is the poster boy for that. And we've talked about it. Everyone loves hitting big off the tee. It's not necessarily your best way to a great game, but certainly we saw that paradox in the playoff last week with Cantlay and with Bryson.
Right, and I think Bryson showed on a couple of those holes when he was, he muffed a couple of little pitch shots from the rough. I mean, there was some heavy rough around those greens. He is not deft. I look at it, and again, not only am I, amateur epidemiologists, we're also amateur golf instructors. So, I mean, I look at him, and the way that he, like the way that he holds the club, and he's all straight. You know, his lines are. He wants everything to be perfectly straight, and I get it from a physics and geometrical standpoint, etc. But when you have your arms that straight, you know, and you're trying to pitch the ball from around the green, most people, of course, you have your arms, your elbows are bent, and you have a little bit of flexibility and some softness in your hands. And it doesn't seem that that's a viable stance for him. Plus, he's got all of his clubs are the same length. So for the average other golfers, we have different length clubs, so that when we get down to a sand wedge around the green, I'm pretty sure he's still got the same length clubs as his 7-iron. I could be wrong about that, so I know we'll get people to tell us we're wrong, but it just seemed to be very awkward when he was putting. But when he was pitching and chipping, so that was really a problematic. But he did. You know, and then on the playoff hole, he hit the ball in the water after Cantlay made that unbelievable putt, and then he missed his little putt that he thought he could win. He hit the ball in the water off the tee, and you thought, well, now he's going to take a drop, and he's going to lose. And then he gets it up and down from, you know, whatever, 150 yards, whatever he had left. It was great. But you were mentioning the guys hanging around your TV. Mike,
yep.
at the kids' draft, I gather the guys were going nuts, right?
Absolutely, no, and it's funny because we talk about on the show about the polarizing nature of Bryson DeChambeau, and some people love him and some people don't, and what I found was exactly that there in my friend Brian's living room is that. You had some people like, oh, this guy, you know, I hate this guy, and the other people are like, no, this guy's awesome, and it's like. It adds to the fun. I mean, I know sometimes it can be a sideshow, and some of the stuff he does rubs people the wrong way, but it definitely draws interest. It's definitely something that people latch onto, either one way or the other. And now look, and you talk about, we've certainly talked plenty about the Ryder Cup coming up, and Bryson is sitting at third in the rankings, and you know, the top six are going to make it, and then Steve Stricker is going to have to figure out who the other six are going to be. But looky here, after the finish at the BMW, who is number six now, is Patrick Cantlay, and his buddy at number three is Bryson DeChambeau, who's sitting right there next to Brooks Koepka, which makes me laugh anyway.
Exactly. So Steve Stricker's sitting in the captain's room going, who can I pair this guy with, you know? Uh-huh. And I guess he should probably pair him with Jordan Spieth, who's got a great short game and can putt lights out no matter what, anytime, any place. That might be, and plus Spieth's such a nice guy that he can play with anybody. I mean, he played with Patrick Reed, who was the other most polarizing guy. Because you can't put Bryson DeChambeau with Cantlay, really, and then you can't really put him with you can't put him with Brooks Koepka, despite what Greg Norman, the golf Greg Norman said that he recommended that Stricker put Koepka and DeChambeau together, which is just insane. But yeah. So you know who are we gonna pair him with? It's Reed's not going to make the team because he's the other most polarizing in golf, and you could probably put the two together and solve two problems by just doing that, you know?
That, how would that be for an all-time pairing, right? I mean, that's crazy. But you mentioned Stricker, and, you know, so you're looking at, you know, Morikawa, DJ, and then you have Bryson and Brooksy, as they like to call each other. Justin Thomas, Cantlay is sixth, but you know, I got to imagine Xander Schauffele is going to get the nod. I mean, he's had a great year.
Yeah.
Spieth,
yeah.
You mentioned. He's had a great year. Tony Finau is technically ranked seventh. We've talked about him maybe playing his way onto there. But Steve Stricker does have – he's got some decisions, some tough decisions to make there.
Well, you know what, Mike? I really think the top nine are locked in. Finau is seventh. He'll make it. Schauffele, eighth, he'll make it. Spieth is ninth, he'll make it. Then you go to 10, and you have Harris English. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You know, he had that meltdown at Memphis, and that was kind of tough. That was not a good day for him. So, but you never know. I mean, he could something. Mm-hmm. Patrick Reed, he had double pneumonia a week or so ago. I don't know that he could recover.
Yeah.
Go play the Ryder Cup. I mean, he's a great Ryder Cup player, great short game, just a great spirit, Captain America, all that stuff. And then after him, you have Daniel Berger. I don't know. Webb Simpson, great short game, but a great veteran on losing teams. Scottie mm-hmm. Scheffler. Boy, great young player, but
young
he hasn't
kid,
really
yep.
won consistently on tour. But just you'd love to have a guy like that on tour. He hits it forever. He's a good putter, a good all-around player. Then you have Jason Kokrak. I don't think he's making it. And then you got Sam Burns, who's very intriguing. We've talked mm-hmm. about him the last few weeks, man.
Right.
He's a baller. He's a great player, and he's playing really well now. He's done great in the playoffs. So I think he might be a good guy to look at. So and then we go to Horschel, not going to make it. Kisner, not going to make it. Kevin Na, I doubt it. And then you come to Phil Mickelson at 20.
That's
winner of the PGA Championship, veteran. He could be a calming force in that room where Tiger's not going to be, and somebody everybody looks up to. And, of course, a better short game probably than anybody there, including Spieth. So
one of the best ever
to
really
ever
do
interesting
it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, that's,
yep.
That's the trick, right? He's all the way down to 20 on the rankings. He's old. You know, you could list out the reasons why not to take him, but you just made the case for him. Right. And, you know, I'm sure it helps that Steve Stricker, a guy of similar age, who's been around the block with Phil, is the guy picking the team.
Right.
You got to think that, at least I think that, Phil has a good better than average shot at getting this.
Well, he does because, you know, Kokrak hasn't done anything lately. Horschel hasn't really done anything lately. Kisner won that Wyndham tournament
mm-hmm.
And said, oh, I want to be on the Ryder Cup team, and he hasn't done anything in the playoffs.
Nothing. Yep.
So, I mean, I love Kisner, but I don't think he can make it. Kevin Na, I don't know. He doesn't really do it. I love him as a player. I love him as a guy. I don't know that he does anything for me on this Ryder Cup team. Mickelson, though, you know, I think that might be something that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because the guys who were 21, Max Homa, no. Zalatoris, you know what? He was great at the Masters, and he's kind of not, you know. And then Woodland, no. Harman, he's played great throughout the year, but I don't know. A guy with a great short game, no doubt about it. And then you get Matthew Wolf at 25. Not going to happen. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? We'll continue to talk about this throughout the show here. Ryder Cup coming up shortly. I should tell you, our guests are Steve Coyce. He is a long drive hitter, a long drive competitor. He'll be shooting at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club September 11th through the 19th. There's an event there. We'll talk to Steve next. Our swing thoughts, Chris Gumbach, head pro from River Forest Country Club. We'll talk Ryder Cup with Mike Gilligan from Chicago District Golf Association. He was also a former Ryder Cup tournament director. And then if you love golf TV, and who doesn't, a new show on NBC Sports Chicago, Member Skills Challenge Championship. We'll talk to the producer of that show. Tim Morris will join us at 7:40. When we return, Steve Coyce, long drive competition coming up. We'll talk to Steve next. This is The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score. Alongside Barry Cronin, I am Mike Esposito, and who doesn't love to crush the ball down the fairway? I know Barry does. I know I do. I know it doesn't happen often, Barry, but our next guest is a guy who could teach us a thing or two about that. We will now jump out to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Wheaton native and long drive competitor, one of the best in the country, Steve Coyce joins us. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good morning, Steve. We really appreciate you being with us. And it's timely because from September 11th through the 19th, the Ultimate Long Drive competition is going to be going on at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, Palos Park, formerly Lamont, you know, out on Archer Avenue, out there in the far southwest suburbs. And you're going to be participating in that. And tell us a little bit about it, Steve, about that event, whatever you know about it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for this event in particular, not only because it's a major championship, But it's going to be at Cog Hill, like you said. So I got to work with Mike Gilligan and Troy Newport and Catherine Jemsek there to get the grid built. So they built a custom grid, perfectly flat, goes out, I think, to 500 yards. So we'll be able to just hit some crazy bombs out there, and it's going to be a great event.
So the grid, for people who are familiar with Cog Hill, it's not on the Cog Hill driving range. It's south. It's some property that the Jemsek family owns south of across Archer Avenue, and they've cleared it out. And how long is it? Like 500 yards long? I don't know how far you guys can actually hit it.
Yeah, I think it does go out to 500 yards. They took a big piece of property that they had, and the grounds crew there did a fantastic job of leveling it, clearing all the trees and brushes and everything. So as far as I know, because I haven't been able to hit on it yet, it's perfectly flat, beautiful grass. Hopefully it'll be pretty firm. I guess this time of year, hopefully we won't have too much rain and we can really maximize the grid there.
Talking with Steve Coyce, he'll be competing in the long drive competition at Cog Hill, as Barry mentioned, September 11th through the 18th. Now, I know from your background, Steve, that you're a personal trainer. So I got to imagine, and we've seen this with Bryson, and you know everyone likes to bang it like Bryson, right? I mean, that the physical fitness aspect of this is a big thing, right? Because a lot of that is being able to do certain things with your body. Am I right with that?
Absolutely. And it's the kind of thing where everybody can get a little bit better. And a lot of times it's very simple stuff. Just like with the golf swing, you got to have a good grip, you got to have a good stance, things like that. So the fundamentals of just being more active, maybe going for a walk or doing some body weight, you know, squats or push-ups or something like that can really help most people. As you get into the more advanced stuff, like what Bryson is doing, like what me and the other long drivers do, then it gets, you know, fairly specialized, but everybody benefits from just any activity, and it really does carry over to your golf game.
Yeah, well, we all need help in that regard. I take a lot of walks, so I guess I got to do something else too. So how did you get into this, Steve? You were just a regular, I'm sure like you grew up, you're just a regular golfer like the rest of us, probably not like the rest of us, way better than the rest of us. And tell us a little bit about your journey from your childhood on.
Well, thankfully, I have always hit it far. That's been something that I've just been blessed with. I'm very thankful to enjoy that. But of course, my training has made it further. So I started off, I played junior golf, played in college at Wheaton College, and then did a little bit of mini tour stuff. But like I said, I've always hit it far. So eventually I just tried out for the World Long Drive Championship at the time. And I did really well. I got off to a great start and didn't look back for a while. So Barry, I think you and I might have talked about this off air, but my very first shot ever in long drive went 419 yards, and I had no idea if I could really compete with the other people or anything like that. And I hit that shot, and I was like, "Oh, I guess I can compete." And then my second shot went 420. So it's been a really fun jump into it. COVID messed up long drive like many other things, and so we really didn't have a season last year. So this year there are actually two world championships, and now I'd gotten to tournament golf again last year as a way to fill my time and to, you know, be productive. But now I'm back fully into long drive, and the next month or so is going to be crazy with that.
So somebody puts up a purse for you guys to compete with. So how many guys would be in the field, and how much are you playing for?
So for this event at Cog Hill, it's limited, I believe, just fewer than 100 people, and there actually are different divisions. So you have an amateur division, which I think is great. You've got hundreds of people that are trying to qualify for the National Amateur Long Drive Championship and things like that, and then they get exemptions here into the World Championship. Then there's the women's division, the senior division, and the open men's division, and I think they've restricted it down to just under 100 people. Based on ranking and qualifications and stuff like that. I don't have the purse information. I think it's kind of growing every day as sponsors and other companies just feel like a lot of more interest is going into long drive, especially like we've talked about Bryson here. He's going to be competing in the second world championship later in the month. But there's a lot of growing in it right now.
Yeah, I got to imagine, and you know, Barry and I always marvel at the growth of the game of golf, and you know, the purses certainly reflect that. You know, compared to, you know, a few decades back, and then you had the Tiger explosion, and really, I mean, the level of play right now that people are experiencing on the PGA Tour, it's just phenomenal, and we see it every weekend there on the tour. So I got to imagine, as you're getting into you know, long drive teams and different things, that benefits everybody. I mean, and people are interested in these things. Lord knows they are. I mean, we hear about Bryson all the time on the show.
Yeah, that's right. I think a lot of people can relate to it because they go out to Top Golf or a driving range, Top Tracer range, and just try to see how far they can hit it. I mean, that's fun, I think, for everybody. I hope so. I hope I can help them maybe, but yeah, that, you know, that takes up an hour instead of playing a full round. So sometimes that's just a little bit better for the average golfer. So,
Steve, what has Bryson, his interest in this and his obsession with long drive, and his interest in you guys? He's really taking long drive seriously, and I think giving your little unique group of golfers a lot of credibility, which I think, you know, you were over in the corner, you know, of golf, like, yeah, those weirdo long drive guys, but I think Bryson has really given you guys a lot of credibility.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. And it's been exactly like you said. People often think of long drivers as like a one trick pony, to try to put it, I guess, nicely, but they do one thing. They hit it really far. And, of course, with that comes really errant shots. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants to stand up on the tee and hit 2 OB and then hit a good one. But I think that they're seeing with what Bryson is doing and with some of the other long drivers who also play good golf, that they don't have to be exclusive. You actually can hit it really far and hit it accurately. And so I hope that, and most people, as they see that, as they see what Bryson is doing, and as they hopefully watch the World Championships here, they'll see that you can have that combination that really does carry over to lower scores.
Well, it was amazing last Sunday when Bryson was just pounding that ball, and he was, you know, for the most part, right down the middle. He hit it in the water one time during the playoff, but I mean, he was able to get up and down, which was unbelievably great. And so you can, I think he's proving that you can hit it far and sure, as they used to say at Chicago Golf Club in Wheaton.
That's right. And I think one example of how people can find that for themselves is, let's say that you hit it 250 yards on average with your driver. If you can kind of reach and maximize your abilities, and let's say you get to 275, then that's your new driver number. When you go back down to 250, you've got the muscles, the speed, the strength, all that stuff to make that 250 yards much more consistent. You're no longer swinging out of your shoes to get the 250. Now the 250 is easy for you.
Mm. Last minute or two here with Steve Coyce, long drive competitor, with the event coming up at Cog Hill, September 11th through the 18th. I want to take it back to the training you do for this and the fitness, because just knowing the workouts that you put into this, what do you consider to be, and I know this is boiling it down to be a very simplistic type thing, and it is not this simple, but in terms of preparing for this, what are the one or two things that you would suggest to people of, like, hey, if you're going to try this, you absolutely have to do A and B?
That is a tough question, because I could talk for days about all of this, but I guess I would, let me give you one strength thing and then one technique thing. So the strength thing would be, or exercise tip would be, to build up core strength in the right way. And a lot of people do sit-ups or planks or like Russian twists or something for your core. And I would suggest you should train it differently. Do deadlifts or squats or something where you're actually holding a lot of weight and your body has to brace against that weight. It's a very different kind of core strength, because you do have different muscles, and you've got the abs, you've got the more deep ones. And so right. Train those deep ones, train holding heavy weights. And then the technique tip would be to tee it higher and to put the ball further back in your stance. So an average golfer is going to hit down on the ball. They'll put too much spin on it, and they'll put too much side spin for a cut or a slice. So if you tee it up higher, you're going to want to hit up on it a little bit more. It'll help you. And then if you put it back in your stance a little bit, you also tend to come a little bit more from the inside. So practice that a little bit on the range, and I think you'll see it'll launch a little higher with lower spin, and you might even be able to get it to turn over with a draw if that's something you're struggling with.
Wow. Mike, we got a swing thoughts in this interview too. We've got two sets of swing thoughts in our show today.
No, Steve, that's perfect. And I know, like I said, I know it's a very simplistic thing and you can't boil it down to 30 seconds of radio, but that was awesome. And we really appreciate the knowledge and the insight. And we wish you best of luck at the competition at Cog Hill next week.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Appreciate it. That is Steve Coyce. You will find him at Cog Hill, September 11th through the 18th, for the long drive competition there. And Barry and I will try and fail miserably to hit it 400 yards. We will certainly be nowhere close to that. But
we will try. The one thing I wanted to mention, Mike, is it's September 11th through the 19th. So
19th. Appreciate that.
Just for the sake of accuracy, it hurts me when we are inaccurate.
We have journalistic standards here on the scorecard.
We try. Well, sort of.
Well, we do appreciate it, and that was excellent stuff with Steve. When we come back here on the scorecard, we will have our swing thoughts segment. Chris Gumbach, head pro at River Forest Country Club, will join us when we return here on the scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score.
Just let it happen. Be the ball. Be the ball, Danny. You're not being the ball, Danny.
Well, it's kind of difficult with you talking like
that. Okay, I'm not talking. Stop talking.
And now, the scorecard presents Swing Thoughts, some free advice from the best teachers in the game.
And it is time for Swing Thoughts here on the scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito here with you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Time now, Barry, to head on out to our score hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Now we find the head pro at River Forest Country Club, Chris Gumbach, joining us. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great, Chris. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to hear a little swing thought in a second, but I know you've got a really a big charity event that you put on for the last several years. I guess this is the 11th annual Birdies for Charity fundraiser that you run, and it's Tuesday, September 7th, the day after Labor Day. So give us a little insight on that and tell us what it's for, what you're raising money for.
Well, thanks for you guys for having me on this morning, and 670 for always promoting the event. It's been a great partnership. So we're 11th annual Birdies for Charity. It's an event that Travis Johns, who's the director of instruction over at Medina Country Club, and myself founded. We try and play up to 90 holes in one day with a number of local club professionals here from the Chicagoland area. We're going to have about 35 guys playing this year, and gals, I should say, raising as much money as we possibly can by how many birdies we each make or eagles that day. And we get our members and students and families and patrons to pledge that dollar amount per birdie. And at the end of the day, we add up all the money and we divide it up with some really great charities. We've had longstanding partnerships with Lurie's Children's Hospital, Ronald McDonald House of Chicagoland in Northwest Indiana, Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, and our own Illinois PGA Foundation, which supports programming like the First Tee and other programs for golf in inner Chicago and surrounding areas.
So last year you raised $350,000. That's a lot of money, and that's a tremendous amount of money for these charities. How do people do this? How do you, if you wanted to sponsor somebody or donate some money, what do you do?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, just touching on last year, I mean, we weren't even certain if we were going to be able to have the event, obviously, with the worldwide pandemic and everything going on. And we were really fortunate that the pros got behind it and we were able to have it and still be able to raise, yeah, I'd say $350,000 last year. We're able to surpass $2 million in 10 years. We've raised $2.3 million in the 10 years. And it is all based on just, like you say, people giving. We have a great website. It is IPGABirdiesForCharity.com.
If your pro is not playing in the event at a club that you play at, whether it be public or private, you can go on there. You can see the list of the 35-plus professionals that are playing. You can make a straight donation right on that website to any one individual. You can also donate just a flat amount if you would like, straight to the event itself. You don't have to pick a professional if you don't want. And then obviously if you see a pro's name on there that maybe is at your club or that you know through a relationship, you can make a straight donation with them as well. So there's a couple different ways you can do it.
And I notice here that Patrick Manley, the Score's own Patrick Manley, former Chicago Bears long snapper, and I think he played on the Bears longer than anybody else in history, is going to play in the event. Last year he made 16 birdies, so if you want to, can you go on there and back Patrick Manley?
So Patrick has always obviously been a big fan of golf. He has done a ton for golf in the Chicagoland area, whether it be through his own accords or through the media outlets that he's been involved in over the years. So last year, Patrick kind of agreed to be our local celebrity and put a little bit of a local flavor on it outside of the golf business, and he thoroughly enjoyed the day. He raised some great money for the event last year and was all in on being part of it again this year. It's great having Patrick out. He's a super guy, regardless of his fame with the Bears and all. He's a super guy, huge heart, good golfer. And yet his name is listed on that website along with every other golf professional. You could certainly pick Pat Manley and pledge anything you want to him.
All yeah, right, Pat. Now. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Pat is great, and I'm sure you really had to twist his arm to get him out there again to play some golf. I often joke with him that I think he likes golf more than football, and I really think he probably does. But anyway,
I digress. Think you're right. I do. I think you're correct.
We're talking with Chris Gumbach, head pro at River Forest Country Club. Now, Barry mentioned off the top that it's going to be at Oak Park Country Club on the 7th because of some renovations, but that's got to be exciting too, the renovations you guys are going to be doing at River Forest.
We are doing some really exciting. We're redoing all of our tee boxes, our putting green, our long range, and some clubhouse exterior work. So, yeah, we're going to be under a little bit of construction here this fall, and I cannot give enough kudos to Carson Saline, his staff, the members, and the board down at Oak Park for stepping up and allowing us to have the event down there. They know how important it is, how much money we raise annually. And so, yeah, we're really excited to get down to Oak Park. And then next year, hopefully come back to River Forest and show the guys what we've done. And it'll be real exciting.
All right, Chris, we've talked a lot about the charity. Now we got to help people improve their golf games. I know that you play in charity events yourself, and you see a lot of amateurs out there, sometimes not exactly swinging it as well as, say, Patrick Cantlay. Any advice you can give us, poor hackers?
I'll give, it's perfect timing for this call because I just got done recently playing up in the Big Lurie's Founders Board Pro-Am that's run by Nick Papadakis up at Old Elm. Not Old Elm, on Wednesday. Up.
Oh, and, yeah. Now you're in trouble.
I had a group of really great guys in the group. We played okay. But one of the guys specifically in the group says, hey, you know, I shoot around 110. How do I get to break 100, right? And I said, there's a couple common themes that amateur golfers, especially they're in that 100-plus range. I said, it's not terribly hard to drop 10 shots. And I said, number one, I said, you have to learn pace of putts. You know, you watch a lot of amateur golfers that really struggle on the greens, and you know that they're just giving away shots, not even from around the green, once they get on the greens. And so I worked a whole bunch of them on just, you know, understanding what the swing of the putter is versus, you know, let the putter swing itself instead of you swinging the putter, that kind of mentality where, you know, they don't hit a 10-footer 8 feet by, or they don't hit a 20-footer 10 feet short, right? You can eliminate 4 to 6 shots around just by taking away your 3 putts or your 4 putts, right? So we try to explain what you can gain on the green. And then for the most part, other than one player in that group, you know, all the 3 other amateurs, the typical ball flight, right? The typical ball flight is almost predominantly left to right for a right-handed golfer. And so without, you know, trying to get into monster swing mechanics, and we all know that none of us have tons of time to spend on the range, and or I shouldn't say a lot of golfers are casual, right? They want to be able to go out, have
you
a good time, but they
work.
Still want to be able to perform.
Yeah, they have to go to
and
work.
I said,
that's the problem.
Right, and they
got
to go to work. Their work isn't spending 7 hours on a driving range working on their game, or they wouldn't be 110 players. And I said, guys, I said, the simplest way to lose less golf balls, to hit more fairways, right, is to really understand what that club face looks like at impact. And we just gave them that real simple kind of release the club in front of your chest drill, like you're playing baseball, you know, feel that toe releasing over the heel, and then try and bring it down to ground level. And if amateur golfers could understand their club face at impact from tee to green, and then understand the feel on the green of the putter swinging to the length and to the pace of the length of the putt, they can drop 10 shots in a heartbeat, especially when that 100-plus range of a shooter. And it was kind of funny. As we went through this round of golf, all of a sudden, their golf ball started getting straighter. Their putt started getting closer to the hole. And I think, you know, the three of them absolutely understood it after a couple hours together. It's actually kind of fun watching.
See, yeah, I got to imagine.
You got to go to your PGA professional and get a little bit of guidance. It'll help you a lot.
Absolutely, because that's, I think people are, you know, people are afraid that it's going to be a, you know, tear it down to the foundation and rebuilding process, which, you know, that happens occasionally if the person's willing to really dedicate the time. But there's very few PGA golf professionals that want to take somebody back down to the foundation, because it's very, you know, hard to do that. So you want to be able to equate some tips and equate some practice drills to a golfer that they can put into their, you know, daily practice or weekly practice or monthly practice, whatever they get to do, that they can bring to the golf course and not have their mind fried before they even tee off, because that a lot of times happens and it doesn't help people. They got, you know, you got to have some very simple basics and some very simple thoughts to go out to be able to lower your scores.
Hey, we should also mention before we go that the Central Illinois PGA chapter is holding its own Birdies for Charity event on the same day. They're supporting the Advocate Broman Neonatology Program in Normal and the Children's Hospital of Illinois in Peoria, as well as the Illinois PGA Foundation. So those guys are doing their thing down in Central Illinois, too. I just wanted to get that in before we go.
Absolutely.
Thanks
so much.
Steve Orrick
was a great supporter of Birdies for Charity, and he's down at Country Club of Decatur, and he kind of did his own thing and ran with the concept, and it's also on the website as well. So doing their kind of Central Illinois. So thanks for mentioning them. That's great.
Yes. No, we are glad to do it. Talking with Chris Gumbach, head pro at River Forest Country Club. And Chris, the website you said is ipgabirdiesforcharity.com if you want to donate, correct?
That's it.
All right, so IPGA Birdies for Charity, if you'd like to donate. The event coming up on the 7th, a few days from now, at Oak Park Country Club. Soon to be back at River Forest after the renovations, but it's at Oak Park Country Club this year. Chris Gumbach, we appreciate you joining us this morning on the Scorecard.
Guys, thank you so much for having us and promoting the event. It's wonderful.
Anytime. Thank you, Chris. Chris Gumbach from River Forest Country Club. When we return here on the Scorecard, some Ryder Cup conversation with Mike Gilligan from the Chicago District Golf Association, who also is a former Ryder Cup tournament director. That's Barry Cronin. I'm Mike Esposito. You have the Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score.
Log on to cdga.org/contest to register to win a CDGA Season Starter Pack. In the pack, you'll get an Imperial hat, towel, and zero-friction super tube with Spectrum at balls, tees, and universal fit glove. Everything you need to start the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.